To start.
Okay, you know what? My husband's saying it on the phone. You can just listen here from the phone. I'm putting the phone down and you can listen to the shiur. Okay, Tzvi?
Okay. So we're holding in Sim Resh Lamed Beis. And we're holding in Sif Katan Yud Beis. So we said that according to the first opinion, you can't have a Sura Katana, even a Sura Katana, Samach Lamecha Gadolah. That's the most machmer sheet of all of them. Even a Sura Katana, which is a small meal, and even very early in the day, which is a Mecha Gadolah, you still have plenty of time for that. Because Sura Katana means a regular average meal that a person's going to have. So according to the first opinion, you can't even do that.
Can't even do that, though.
Correct. Now, Sikotan Yud Gimel. Then the Bechaber continues, he says, V'hisklo ba'achas mikolelu. If you started, so we have right now, we have three periods. We have before Chatzos, which is Big Maschel Beheter. We have after Chatzos, before half an hour later, Mincha Gedolah, which is Samach LeMincha Gedolah. It's not Mincha Gedolah yet. And then we have, actually, it's already 6.5 hours, so it's Mamash, it's Zman Mincha Gedolah. So not only is it, do we say that the Bidiyavid, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not Mokhayim to the Mimafsik, if you started during the period of Samuch, so it's not really Zman Mincha yet, but even more than that, even if you started after the time of Mincha Gedolah already arrived, so you can be makel to continue the meal. How long do you have? You have, so let's assume, let's do a simple case where sunrise is 6 o'clock, 6 a.m., sunset is 6 a.m., so the middle of the day is 12 noon. So starting from 12 noon is half an hour before Mincha Gedolah. So a person would start a meal anytime between 12 and 3 p.m., he will be allowed to continue the meal. Once he reaches 3 p.m., so Mincha Katana is 3:30, that's 9.5 hours into the day. And Samuch is a half an hour before that, so that's 3 p.m. So now you have, once you reach that time, that's where the next sheet. Okay. So if that's the scenario, the person started after 3 o'clock, before 3:30, so then we hold, since he started Be'isr during that period of time, so once Mincha Ketana arrives at 3:30, he has to interrupt. He doesn't have to interrupt during that half an hour. He started at 3:01, so he can continue the meal till 3:30, but 3:30 he has to stop and daven Mincha. Even though he has a lot of time till nightfall, he has till 6 o'clock. He still has 2.5 hours. Because he has Man Mincha Ketana, when Man Mincha Ketana arrives, he still has plenty of time. So this is really the real time for Mincha. But we're even makel on this. So according to Mechaber, in that scenario, the person should not start. If he does start, he would have to stop once 3:30 arrives, once 9.5 hours arrives. The Ramah says, we're makel because we're semich on the Shamish calling to Shul. Okay, now he says, we summit on the Shamish calling to Shul, that the Ramah says. Okay, now, and this is true not only by the Suda, but any one of these halachas, the case of the Din, the case of the Borsaki, the case of the Malacha. So all of these, if a person would start during that period of time, he's going back again to the Mechaber's case, where he started during the Mincha Gedolah period, so yeah, but he doesn't have to stop. And this is a kula, even if it was not a Sura Katana, it was a Sura Gedola. But you still have plenty of hours, and this is not the Igros Ma Mincha yet. So even though you should not do it, but if you started, you're not going to stop. It was Be'isr, according to the Shita, but you're not going to stop. Or all the other scenarios of what's called a large endeavor. Even though we're really concerned that these might schlep a long time, again, but the Mechaber said this is only mutter if you're Meshayer based on the normal expectation that this is going to take you 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever the number might be, 4 hours, you'll still have time afterwards. So since you're going, you still have time afterwards. So Chazal said, you're not mukhayim to interrupt. But if when you started, the endeavor is an endeavor which you know will last very long. I'll give you an example. When I went to England for a chasna, so in England, chasnas are an all-day affair. They do the chuppah early in the day, like 12, 1 o'clock. Then they have a reception, then they have a meal, and the meal can go till 10 o'clock at night. So you started the meal at the 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but you know it's not going to finish till 10 o'clock at night. So over there, you may not start, because there's no plan to have any zman afterwards to finish. And if you did start, you must stop immediately, because you're not planning to finish the meal before the Seif Zman Mincha. Okay. Now, if, however, it main shows, Phil Hitzel had to amount. Now, but if there's, based on the estimation of this endeavor, there's not going to be enough time afterwards to daven, even if you start in the morning, which is mamash behater, once Zaman Mincha comes, you're mechuyev to stop, because you have not left yourself enough time after this endeavor to daven mincha. It's still quite early. You don't say, well, okay, well, fine, so I'll do it later on the day. I must stop something before Shkia. It's only 12:30 and I have 5.5 hours. Yeah, the meal's going to take take 7 hours, so I have to stop. But why don't I do it later on? So, no, once you realize that that's a situation, we're afraid you'll get involved and end up never davening mincha. So once you realize, you're mechuyev immediately to interrupt and daven mincha. Because we're afraid that if he doesn't do it now, when he's aware of it, he might get involved and then forget all about it. Okay, so let's define. So we're giving a kula. If you started, it's mutter, you're not mukhayyim to stop. So what's the definition of starting? So the Shulchan Aruch goes to the definition of starting for all of these events. He says, what's the definition of Haskolos, go back and let a look if you started. So we have the example of the Tisperus, when you put down the cloth. The Merkas is when you take off your upper garment. Versiki is when you put on the apron. And then, so now that depends. See, in Hoyosuk, in Pirish, Shakur, Yoshu, Medinimacher, they were sitting, the Bezim was already seated for other cases. And then, they finished that case, now they're about to start a new case. But you can't discuss Mishi Yisatev because they're already Otuf. Whatever you have, however you define Atifa. excuse me. So what does it mean? So then over there, it's when the new case starts, when the Baladinim start presenting their claims. Mishi Yisatev, if however they've not sat before, this is the first case that they're dealing with. Then it's Mishi Yisatu Shikacha Yonoigim Lafanim Kishiresh Bedin Mishum Mishashkina Shari Mohim. They were Noig off the cover of the Shkina, which is there, Lakim Yitzam Adaskel. And the Kim version is there within the Yonim. So the cover of the Shkina, they would wrap themselves in the talus. Nowadays, the Rambam says we don't necessarily do that, or the Shulchan Aruch says we don't do that. Therefore, nowadays, so it's going to be. When they sit down to start dealing with the case. So if it's a new scenario, so just by being seated, even though they haven't heard the case, the time is yet, that's called Haskolas Din. If they already were seated from earlier for a different case, then when they start the new case, when they hear it's called starting when they hear the claims. They start presenting the claims. Okay.
Okay.
The new claim. Right. what's considered the meal started? The deal started because Shayitu Yadav when he washes his hands. Mishravagal Hata Ezura Bishasachilo. Make our scholar Mishiata Ezura Afkaramatila. If a person is there is to loosen his belt before the meal, some people, the more talks about it, some people would wear their belt very tight. And when they would eat, that wasn't very healthy, so they would loosen their belts. Even if that took place before the Tila, the more considers that the beginning of being masked on the meal. Okay. Now, came the Rambam, the Rambam said that some disagree with this, and they said there's no halacha of Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola is not problematic. They hold that a Suda Katana is mutter, period. Even by Mincha Katana. The only thing which is also is a suluk gedola by mincha ketana. So you have two elements of the chumrah. It's a very large meal, and it's later in the day. Then it's a problem. But a smaller meal, no matter when, or even a larger meal, if it's earlier on, it's only 12:30. You're allowed to start, according to this opinion. The suluk ketana, chafal. The didhu. Now, so that's by suluk ketana. How do you define the other scenarios? According to them, tisperes didan nami shori samach mincha gedola. Our standard haircut is not considered a complicated haircut, and therefore it's mutter. The Gemara says there was a type of a haircut which Ben Alosha, who was a Kohen Gadol, used to get, and that was a very complicated, complex haircut. That's what the Mishnah saying is also. Merchatz, dafka kula milsa the merchatz also oz. It's only if you have doing the full process of merchatz. Abul Hazeya Baal Mashari, we're just going in for the sauna, it's mutter. The person planning to do they would wash them, and then they would pour hot water over them, and then pour cold water over them, and then they would do a sauna. That's the whole process. That's what's also. But just to do Mizia is mutter. Bursaki, Dafka Bursaki Gadala, if you're dealing with a very large amount of hides. But then, Dafka Haskolas Din. According to this opinion, the Isser is only when it's a rough. Is it possible to talk a little bit quieter?
What?
Is it possible to talk a little bit quieter?
Yeah, sure. Well, sorry, I'll put them back on the door.
Only Ascholas Din, we're talking about that's what's problematic, because there's going to be tinies back and forth, and we get very involved, and we lose track of the time. We already decided the case. And just Gemara Din, so that's what, even though theoretically it's possible that as they do that, somebody will come up with a new argument, which is why the first opinion held that was Osir, but this opinion is Makel, that we can assume in the average scenario that's not going to happen, and therefore it's Mutter. The only thing which is Osir is a brand new case, Ascholas Din. And even that, only by Milcha Kitana. Ben Oso, Chav Gimel. I skipped. No. Chav Beis. Mutzer. Ha'am Samach L'Milcha Gedoylo. V'achar Mikan Ad Samach L'Milcha Kitana. Av Samach L'Milcha Kitana Shumas Mitkila Shah Siris Namala Gamla Didu Osir B'chol Eilam Chilu Ben Yeben Mitkila Oz Mavsikin Shehi Azman De Milcha Kitana. When it comes to Milcha Kitana, they have to stop. But when Osir Chav Gimel, how do they do? In Osir Lahatzlo Samach L'Milcha Gedoylo Elam Sudik Gedoylo. You know, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. According to them, they are agreeing to Milcha Gedoylo. Sudik Gedoylo is problematic, and they're being machmer by Sudik Ketana by Milcha Ketana. So they're not only waiting for Tarti L'Chumra. They do the Afkash that Tzarach Shi Rav. Okay, the Chashidim Shem Yimosh and Harbi Achi Avrasma. I correct myself. I'm sorry. So what's called the Sudas Gdarla? Sudas Nasuna Mila. Wood and Pinyin Aben. Sheesham Harbi Bini Adam Asum Yachad. You have a whole group gets together. And that, the nature of that is when you have a large group, it ends up schlepping out. Sudashab Zayantim Lemikri Sudas Gdarla. However, Sudashab Zayantim, which is basically just your family, that's not called a Sudas Gdarla. Okay. Then the Ramah brought the Yeserim. That even a Suda Gedoyla is Mutter, Samach L'Milcha Gedoyla, V'yesharim Chafhei, V'yesharim. So we have two more opinions. Shtei Elo Hadeus, Makilin Yosim Hadeus HaKadmah. So these two opinions are much more lenient. The who, Rakba Efenechad Osir, each one of them only has one scenario, which is Osir. According to the first two opinions, Milcha Gedoyla, even Suda Gedoyla, Suda Ketana, no difference, everything is Osir. According to the second opinion, Milcha Gedoyla, Suda Gedoyla is Osir, Milcha Ketana, Suda Ketana is Osir. According to these Shitas, however, we don't have even that. We don't have both cases being Osir. Rehu Rak, Vefenechad Osir. Menecholkim Zemizem, what's the Mechlekes? The Yeshurim Rishon, Rak, Osama, Milcha Ketana, Osir, Afila, Suda Ketana. By Milcha Ketana, Suda Ketana is Osir. Aber Samach Milcha Gedoyla, Shori Hakol. By Milcha Gedoyla, not like either of the first two opinions, everything is Mutter. Even Suda Gedoyla. Milcha Gedoyla, everything is Mutter. By Milcha Ketana, everything is Osir. Suda Ketana, Suda Gedoyla, everything is Osir. That's the first opinion.
The fourth opinion, the second Yesh Amrim, holds the Suda Gedolah Oster Afilu Samach L'Mishka Gedolah. So this last opinion holds Suda Ketan is never Osir. Even Mishka Ketan is not Osir. What is Osir is a Suda Gedolah, and that's Osir by Mishka Gedolah. Okay. Now he says it in Sa'id Chavav. Said the Suda Ketan is Mutter even some of the Mishka Ketan. Sure. Masha looks like he has Man Mishka Ketan. Where did the Osir Lahaskel? So he's saying that the Yisrael here is Suda Ketana Samuch L'Mincha Ketana is Mutter. But there, again, there's two times. There is an our scenario where sunrise is 6 a.m. and sunset is 6 p.m. So 3 o'clock is Samuch L'Mincha Ketana and 3:30 is Mincha Ketana. So we're being Makel during the period of Samuch L'Mincha Ketana. But once 3:30 comes, which is actual Mincha Ketana, it's not Samuch L'Mincha Ketana, it's not near Mincha Ketana, but it's actual Mincha Ketana already. Even this opinion, which sounds like would be usur, because it only says philosophical the mincha ketana sure. But that the mishur b'gos Mordechai make al gamba said that the nisar elam sura gedolah some of the mincha ketana chemashem and mariv the nogalel mahakol af lachish geiz mam mincha ketana. So the Mordechai and the mariv, that's the marivayol, that's Yechiel Vayol's ancestor. So the mariv says the minhag olam is to be makel according to this opinion, even after mincha ketana, even after 3:30, a suda ketana is mutter. Chavzayin, Rogel Hakol Kshtei. So the boss says the minhag is to accept both of these svaras, which is quite a kulam. Tiko Achronim, it's other Achronim quotes, which means that suda gedolah is by mincha gedolah. So according to the second opinion, suda gedolah mincha gedolah is also. Suda Ketana, let's say, according to the Maril, is always Mutter. The Maril is always Mutter. What Suda Gedolah? According to the second opinion, Suda Gedolah, Mincha Gedolah is Osir, and Suda Ketana is Mutter, according to the way Rashi, the Mishabur quotes from the Mariv, even after his Man Mincha Ketana. Suda Ketana is never Osir, Suda Gedolah is Osir, and Mincha Gedolah. So we're saying, no. We're not going to accept that opinion. We'll be Makel, we'll say, like the... Like opinion number three, the Rambam quotes the first Yesh Amrim, the Rambam quotes that by Mincha Gedolah even Suda Gedolah is Mutter. Okay, so we make all that number one. That's number one, and then furthermore, Suda Ketana. So according to the first opinion, by Mincha Ketana it's Mutter. But, excuse me, the first opinion holds that Suda Ketana by Mincha Ketana is Osir. Everything is Osir by Mincha Ketana. Second opinion says no. The second opinion says no. That by Suda Ketana, the way the Mariv learned, it's never Osir. So we're going to be making Suda Ketana, it's never Osir. Suda Gedolah, it's not Osir for Mincha Gedolah, it's only Osir Mincha Ketana. Why do we do this? Shem the Achshav, nowadays, the Shamash calls the Mesa Knesses. So you're not worried about lo yivsha, dumi yivsha lo yispal. Shem na'achshav chavches, umari shadarker gam ken lelach lispal b'tzibur basic nesses. Avim darker lispal b'yachidis b'mesul lamahani. So this heter works for people who normally respond to the kriya shamish, and they go to shul. So since they're already accustomed to respond to kriya shamish, so that acts like a shomer. And therefore they are allowed to start their meals. We have these leniencies. But if a person is we're being recorded. Okay. But if a person never goes to shul, doesn't go to shul, he just happens at home. So this idea of the Kriya Shamish, she doesn't really have a the Shamash is calling them to go to shul. There's still time after that to daven. So he's not going to respond necessarily to Kriya Shamash. So for him, Kriya Shamash becomes an irrelevant event. So he cannot be Mekel. So therefore, we're not Hashinan. Maybe he's Yivshav Lizbal, Chav Test. Omnam, Beyad Shakar Mbezikness, Historic Lahapsik Lizbal. This heter only works if you immediately respond to the Kriya. So he said, yeah, he knocks on the door. He says, okay, I'll come in a few minutes. So now you have no Shomer anymore because the kriya ended, and you're still eating. So what's going to stop you from getting involved in your meal or your malacha, whatever it is, and forgetting and never going to shul? So the heter only works. So what did you accomplish by kriya shamish if you don't respond immediately? Okay. Fine. Furthermore, this leniency, halacha l'maisa, we should only rely on it by suda ketana. But to be meiko on a suda gedola from the time of milcha ketana, which is later, that doesn't make sense to be meiko, because the chashash over here, like he says, is you're afraid about shikras, the nature of these large meals that people come. A shikr, so how, what does it help you kriya shamish? So over there, once it's already in the later time, so over there, the person should daven first and then eat the meal. Now, so it comes out, the fact that you're doing a large event, whether it's the merchats, the fact that there's kriya shamish will address that. It's only specifically by the meal, because of this new concern of coming a sheik, becoming drunk.
Only suda gedola.
Right. Say, but the other cases of gedola, like a brusik gedola, or a merchats gedola, or the tasperis gedola, all those scenarios where there's a large event of effort involved in the other things, kriya shamish will work for that. It's only regards to the meal, because in the meal we're introducing a new element, which is the element of shikras. You want to go to the mikveh erev Shabbos, and you go to the mikveh, and they would have that was their bathhouse. So they would go there and they would do the whole process of bathing to get ready for Shabbos. Well, it's before mincha. It's Friday afternoon, but it's after the zman of the zman. And it's the whole process. So why is that mutter? The answer is, in a place where the shamish normally would call people to daven, erev Shabbos, and therefore you can rely on that.
What?
Mincha ketana, right. Right, he already said that this chumrah that we're saying, that by the meal, a large meal, you cannot be samech kriya shamish. Once mincha ketana arrives, so we're saying, but the other things, even though it's mincha ketana, it's still mutter. Okay. Now, then he says, "Amalachim ma'isan noigim nispalo mikoyim shalchem besamerchas." They try to make it early mincha. Yishadatim lizara lispalo mikoyim shalchem shalchem besamerchas. Some mincha gedolim tano acher chatzois k'mershim muskim b'maisirat. So some people, the minyan, if you ever heard that they daven erev Shabbos, they daven mincha gedola. One of the reasons they daven mincha gedola and erev Shabbos is the difference. Any preparation they're doing for Shabbos, like merchats or a haircut, is going to be done after mincha, because you daven mincha ready by the earliest possible time in mincha gedola. Similar people are machmer in it, the Anshi Mais are machmer in it, definitely there's what to rely on, and it's what to not. I'll call the dafka im Hashem Hashiachar is gamon she beis amirachat lo teis mi b'yoyim eis zman karem hashkiya b'nei she yasmik lema eis achar yitzesem in this palo b'zman t'davochi lo nuchal ismach al zekla. If the Shamash comes to the people of the Merchat, and you know, they still have to dry themselves off and get dressed, by the time they do all of that, it's too late to daven mincha. So what do you accomplish? It has to be that he goes to the merchats earlier to give them enough time after he announces mincha that they will have time to do all the, get ready to come out and go to mincha and catch mincha before this month. Okay. So, fine. Then he says, the Rebbe says, I said a gedola, you should machmer even some of the mincha gedola, if possible. Even if you start earlier, once the mincha ketana comes, you should interrupt and daven mincha. Yes, machmer lamed. Hanu shalom. This is mechal kriyas shamish lahaskel ozas asuda. Do not rely on the kriyas shamish to start the meal, even by mincha gedola. Sheikh shikrus, shikrus lo mahani kriya. Since shikrus is common, so then kriya is not going to help you. means that Kashiyesh Kasan on Shabbos, Lo Yetzu Mimisikin is not Achachatzois, he's Lo Yetzu Mimisikin is not Achachatzois, he's Pelo Mincha, Bekoyim Achachach Yerchlu, the Sudas Nesuan, and Hamay Sudu Gedal. Now, you can't get married in Shabbos. But you can do the Kinyan beforehand, the Kinyan Erison and the Kinyan Nesuan, then have the celebration of it on Shabbos. So if they did that, if they're going to do that, and by the time they finish davening, so it's after Chatzos, so they should daven mincha before they eat, because it's a surah, it's a surah gedol. In Europe, a lot of times the people got married Erev Shabbos. So
the wedding meal went.
The wedding meal then became the Shabbos meal because this way they couldn't afford to have a separate wedding meal. They made the wedding meal the Shabbos meal. So sometimes, not only did they do it Friday night, sometimes they would make the meal the main celebratory meal by day.
What meal?
The main meal of celebrating the chasna would be equivalent to Mashiach brachas, but they didn't do that till the next day. So that's a surah gedola. Karam l'chein, lamed aleph.
Next day, Friday.
Even though, in the matter of fact, even if you started before, that was his called surah gedola karam chatzos. You started before chatzos. You might start a hetter. Doaz adayin's man hetter the kol yamer. Even so. Seemingly, you start a beheter. Once this amount of mincha katana comes, you should interrupt. Because Gia Lamed Beis, Mashav Eris, was learning Kimin Shemeshar Shemiyosef. Was in Adalai. Let's start locking with this pile and take it. Because Gia's amount of mincha katana. So once mincha katana is going to arrive, and you're concerned that the meal might actually continue until after this man of mincha. So you have to interrupt right away. Shalom is problem. There's Afka Siddur Gadar, the Mishun, the Shikhir Shikhus, the Sukhin, all creation of Shamash, basic Knesset, and now. Can't press the Miyad, all Siddur Gatana, it's our clips of Miyad, Yukhalism of Afilo, Im, his club, so Sakhar, Shigia's man, Mikhitana, his Mishidosik, Shikhar, Shamash, basic Knesset. This Kumra is by Siddur Gadar, because we're worried about this new element of becoming Shikhar. But if they'll just the issue is being Nimshach, so Kriya Shamash will address that issue. Siddur Gatana, Kriya Shamash, will make it mutter. Okay, now we did Sif Gimel also. So the Yisr is Dafka Kviya Suda, but he Paris even pass the size of a Kaveya, and not more is mutter. Lamed al mutter. I feel like Karagi is Man Mincha Katana, even though it's Mincha Katana time, Philly Merchel Harbor Paris, the Zelamishri Suda, it's not called a meal. Eating Paris is not called a meal. Okay. The tapsh also be khamesh is aminim, gam ken mutter, imenu kebe alayim. If a person has some mazarnas, he has to make a meal out of it. Now this is tapsh. So tapsh means more like a kugel or a pasta. He's not talking about pasta b'kistan. Pasta b'kistan, we're going to be machmer, a little more machmer. Okay. Fine, kebaya. Well, yes, you're allowed to have bread up to the size of a kebaya. Because we're going to rub the shishtia, yosu mi kebaya na mi yosur. Avan yinachil achut mi sukkah chashem avroi af yosu mi kebaya. So a person is drinking by sukkah. We say the shir achilas avroi is a person allowed to eat bread up to the size of a kebaya outside of the sukkah. The key of sukkah only starts more than a kebaya. That's called a kebias. And drinking, you're allowed to drink anything you want. So why are we arguing that over here it's more chomer? So the answer is, even though it's considered a rolling gabi sukkah, he's thirsty, he wants to keep drinking, and forget about it, he's very thirsty, he keeps drinking, next thing you know, he forgot to dab mincha. That's even if it's not an alcoholic beverage. I'm sorry. That's alcoholic beverage. Afraid he's going to get drunk. But regular liquid is mutter to drink, even if it's a lot. Now, just modern versions of this. So Scheinberg has. See, you see from the idea of Shamish. The more says it's also, so where does the Heter of Shamash come from? So the answer is because the more in regards to other issues, the more it does talk about the idea of making a Shamer, that a Shamer is effective. So we're gonna connect the halacha of Shamer, which is said in regards to other halachas, and move it to the issue of forgetting the Dan Mincha. We're going to use the Heter of a Shamer for that as well. So okay, so once that's true, that we have a Heter of Shamer, and that's going to apply to Davini Mincha, just like it applies to other mitzvahs, other scenarios. So taking a step further, a person would set an alarm. And the alarm would ring to remind him. So he says he feels that that is considered the equivalent of a shomer with two conditions. Number one, that when the alarm rings, it has to be clear why it's ringing. The alarm rings, like, yeah, why? The person says, well, why is that ringing? He turns it off, so what do you accomplish? He has to know why it's ringing, so he says in his old day thing, he said, you put a piece of paper on top of the clock, on top of the alarm clock, so when you go to turn off the alarm clock because it's making all this noise, you say, you see a piece of paper and it says, Mincha. So that reminds you to da Mincha. So that would be, he holds that's equivalent to Mishra. And obviously the next issue is, like we said over here, you have to respond immediately. You can't say, you know, fine, okay, he reminds me of Mincha, I'll finish off my meal, I'll go later. Lachara, a snooze button would work. Not that I'm not necessarily advocating snooze buttons, but as long as, again, it's going to ring. But if you could set, nowadays you can set your alarm on these smartphones, you can set the alarm that when it rings, it tells you why it's ringing. So that would be, so it tells you why it's ringing, and if you respond immediately when it rings, so you know that the mincha is going to be in the shul at 8:25, so you set your alarm for 8:15, whatever it is, and then you 8:15, it rings, you say Baruch HaKorana, you get in the car and go to Mincha. So we're not worried about the person forgetting to daven Mincha. So that's really the a lot of the heter which we use nowadays, we rely on the concept of Shomer. You do see from the Mishabura was hesitant by Suda Kedarla to rely on that because of the concern of Shikharis, you know, so if a person, you know, drinks some alcohol, so an alarm clock, it's not necessarily going to be effective. Okay, that's one issue. Second issue is over here doesn't deal with the issue of sleeping. We'll see when we get to Hillel's Maariv. The Chazal Aser going to sleep before Maariv because at the end of the day, it's dark out. The person comes and says, you know, I'm so tired. I'll just stop a snooze for a few minutes. I'll fall asleep. And next thing you know, it's hours later and he missed Maariv. But by Mincha, the argument is that Derek was not to go to sleep during the day, so Chazal never answered it. That being said, if a person practically knows that his nature is when he goes to sleep that it's going to be problematic, you know, seichel you have to use also. You don't need me to tell you about seichel. Take a look. You have to use your seichel if you're going to forget. You do that now. Take a look. In the Bir Halacha. Back on the first, on page 290, back on Kufman Hamer Bays, the Bursuki. So, you know, he discussed Bursuki. So the Mishabura said it's Ladafka Bursuki. It's any other work as well. So I, Mishabura, Masha Kasab, the Linyan Shar Malachas, who am I going to run? So we discussed this issue that there are other Malachas as well, which are problematic. But so, Miri Shakasam, Linyan Zab, and Zelashan. So the first of Kasha Shlonesu, Malacham, Bechol, so he suggests like this, the certain malachas, you can't stop in the middle. Once you start, you have to continue. Nobody takes half a haircut. He walks on the shore like, you know, his right side is shore and his left side is not. You're not going to stop in the middle. Or Bursuki, when you start doing the tanning process, that is a process which if you stop in the middle, it's the hides become damp. Do not tan properly. But Shadarka Lubish begotim soyim, you have to wear special clothing. You have to do a whole process of washing yourself afterwards. So you're going to interrupt, go down mincha, come back and put all your clothing on again. So nature is like, why should I interrupt? You know, let me just finish up whatever I have to do. So those are things that the derech is to do it in one unit. Okay, in the din. So the people involved, they, you know, they're thinking it through. If you don't deal with it immediately, you sort of lose the thread of the person's argument, and the Edom are there, the questions you're going to ask, the Bezdin is going to ask, all of that, it will be lost if you wait. But things which it's normal to interrupt in the middle. So Maskel, so the Miri says a kula that the types of work which the nature is that people do interrupt, so then there's no problem with the person starting these things. When it comes time, you'll stop and you go down mincha. Now, who is this ksasma for? Shem, he says it's a Rashba. So the Ragan Ram says other malachas, he doesn't mean any other malachas, he just means other malachas which are similar, that have this type of nature that it's hard to stop in the middle. Right. So that's how we have a leniency of the Magan of Ram and the Miri, etc. But Mistim is Lashon Mariv, Shem Magan of Ram Sivkat and Ches, Mashma, Mistir Lulu Bechol Malacha, Osir, Mokam Matzar, Yesh Lis Mechlahak. He says any work that you're doing. So we start in the morning. So you're continuing to work. Person takes a lunch break, right? So he interrupted his work. He comes back and he wants to start working again. So he's ready now. He has to make a cheshbon what time of day it is. So if his work is something which can be very complicated and involved, it's like a brisket gedolo, which the chaskila we're machmer even from mincha gedolo, and we don't have a kriya shamish nowadays. So a person would only be allowed to start that, even though it's summertime and mincha can be much later, unless he sets some type of an alarm to be a reminder that he shouldn't forget the daven mincha later on. Okay, Rabbi, thank you very much. Have a good night.